Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Sure, Abigail. It's Matthew,
Hey, Matthew.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Hey,
And the
Matthew. How
last
can I
name, you
help you
want my
today?
last name too? Oh, sure. How are you? I was calling. I got a, I guess a postcard in the mail from you guys. Now, I know that I'm up in Ulster Park, New York, and I know that Archtop is pushing their way into my area. I kind of had just a couple questions. Obviously, I like the idea of having a much faster internet for less price than what Spectrum is offering, because they're every 5 days it seems to just go up in price. It's ridiculous. You know, it's $60, and then the next month it's $65, and then the next month it's $67, and then
unreliable.
Down the line, it's 90. It's 90. It's like, why am I paying so much? So I guess question one is, Spectrum always has some sort of like service fees and things like that. Is the $69.99 that you guys are advertising, is that with all fees included? Is that, that's what it is?
So the cost for the 1 gig is $79.99. But if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing, it's $69.99. Yes, the fees are all included. So what you're seeing is what you're paying every month. You don't have to worry about any taxes, any rental fees, any installation fees. That's just the price as it is.
Right. Okay. Perfect. The second question would be when, I guess, I know you don't necessarily have, every time I get something from you guys, it says, oh, in the next 90 days, but I've gotten like three of those now. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, how do I know when Archtop's going to be like on my road? We'll say,
I can check the exact date.
Yeah. You can? Oh, okay.
What's the address?
It's 2 Carney Road, C-A-R-N-E-Y, in Ulster Park, New York. 12487. To be honest, I was not expecting you to say you can check the exact date.
That's okay. That date is set for February 1st, 2025. You can sign up now so you can be in the system in queue. And in February, we would give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation.
Okay. And how does that, just out of curiosity, because this is obviously very particular to my situation, but my wife and I both work from home, so we need our internet, obviously. We can't have, like, a week's downtime in between. Well, we schedule with Archtop, and we have to cut off with Spectrum now. So how does that work?
In that case, usually what we'd recommend is that if you do sign up for service, even if you do get an installation date, we recommend that our customers wait until the services are fully installed before you go ahead and cancel with your current provider.
Okay, so, well, yeah, but I'm just saying this, so there's definitely going to be some sort of overlap then. So I'll have one
so
month
in
where I'll
the,
be kind of overlapping with both.
So in a, yeah, so you'd both, well, it depends. You can choose a installation date when it's like when it's the last billing date for Spectrum.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. So I don't necessarily, if you guys are saying you'll be in my area on the 1st, I don't necessarily have to have, like, say, February 5th, right? I could wait till my Spectrum runs out on the 20th, and on the 21st I could start with you guys, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's not so bad then. Okay. Great. Third question. Spectrum's reliability around by me is pretty good. If we do lose service because of a down tree branch or tree or loss of, you know, whatever it is, usually they're pretty good about getting it back up and running very quickly. I do know that fiber optic, obviously, if there's a break in that cable, that's going to be a bit of a problem. How fast normally is, you know, are outages resolved? Because, again, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of both working from home, you know, don't want to have to necessarily take, like, you know, vacation days or, you know, whatever it is to, oh, we're down today, or have to, like, you know, oh, I got to work from the Starbucks parking lot today because I don't have internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. So the technicians, they're local. Usually the wait time, it's the same day. Once there is an outage, the technicians are out the same day. And depending on the time, say for instance it's 6, 7 o'clock, then we would have the technicians out early in the next morning. So it's usually the same day
Okay,
because we have them
gotcha.
local.
Sure, I get that. Okay. But it's also not one of those situations where you guys are, tree comes down at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're not dispatching a tech to go fix that at 3 a.m. You're gonna wait until 8 o'clock the next morning to get somebody out. Okay. Yeah, can we get me on the list to sign up for
Yeah,
availability
sure.
when great.
You're interested in the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
The 1 gig should be fine for me.
Okay. Are you interested in getting the landline services or just the internet?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that.
Phone line? Are you interested in the phone line?
No, just no, thank you.
Okay. And the address is 2 Kearney Road, Ulster Park, New York, 12487. Do you rent or own the property?
We own the property.
And your utility wires, is it coming from the pole to your home or is it underground?
From the pole to my house.
Okay, and your billing address, is it different than your service address?
Nope, same as the service.
All right. Spell your first name for me, please.
MATTHEW
Last name?
is Gelsleichter, GELS as in Sam, LEICHTER.
I don't think I
Yeah,
got
it's a
that
good
right.
one.
Could it go again, please?
Sure. I'll give it to you phonetically. So that way, Golf Echo Lima, Sierra Lima, Echo India, Charlie Hotel, Tango Echo Romeo.
Is it Tango Echo Romeo? Okay. So it's GELSLEICHTER.
Got it.
All right. And what's your email address?
It's the same first name, last name at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, what's your primary phone number?
845-389-4706.
And how may we contact you prior to installation or any future notifications regarding your account, phone, email, or text?
I guess any of those are fine.
All right, just going to read you a couple of disclosures for each. So for the text at Archstop Fiber, we notify customers by text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment by text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. And then for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yep, that's standard.
And lastly, the phone. Do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and/or pre-recorded from Archstop and its agents or vendors at the number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yep.
All right. So you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet. Your location is 2 Kearney Road in Ulster Park, New York. You own the property. The utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
That's correct.
Do you want to do the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing to get that $10 off
Yes.
to get it
Yes,
$69.99?
please.
Do you have your
Yes,
checking or
please.
savings account with you now?
Oh, I need to give you that information now. Okay.
Or you'd have access to the online customer account where you'd be able to update it as well.
Well, yeah, I'll update it when once the service is installed. I'll provide you guys with all that.
Okay, so make sure to do it before the services is installed, just
Yeah, once I have
because.
a yeah, once I have a billing, once I have an installation date, I can go in and take care of
Okay, no problem. How did you hear about our stop?
that. Actually, I saw a billboard in Kingston over a year ago. You guys
Oh, okay.
had just put up the billboard and said, for what I work, I need to transfer a lot of data very quickly, back and forth. So any kind of hiccups or delays are not good for me. So when I saw that there was fiber, because in our area, Fios is only a, isn't available. They never brought it up to the Kingston area. They stopped it in Newburgh. So
Yeah.
there's no fiber optic around here, which both the wife and I could utilize very easily for our jobs. And yeah, so I was interested right off the bat once I saw that. So
Okay. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Do you have a septic tank at the front of your home? Any buried wires?
nope.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm
Nope.
just going to read you a couple of disclosures, okay?
Sure.
All right, so at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed before you go ahead and cancel your current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archstop Fiber, it is the property of Archstop Fiber and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archstop. Archstop Fiber do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and payable online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archstop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Sure.
Okay, so closer to February, you'd get a call, also text and an email just to let you know that you're ready to do an installation, okay?
Okay. One question about installation. You said that the tech would obviously determine the best place. If I already have the spectrum lines going in the house in one particular area, would he be able to just put it right in
They would
that
be.
same spot? Because,
That is correct.
go ahead. Okay, great. That saves me from having to cut holes in my ceiling and reroute stuff. Okay, perfect.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today, Matthew. Have a great one, and thanks for calling our Stop Fiber.
Thanks. Have a good one.